This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Welcome back to Trivia Friday. Ed Vitagliano, Lauren Stewart, and Fred Jackson. We are your hosts today, and it is a Friday. Always a great day anyway, and then when we get the chance to spend time with you, learning stuff and having a bit of fun, it's always a thrill for us. Hope you enjoy it as well.
Tomorrow's my birthday.
Is it really?
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday, dear Lauren.
Happy birthday to you.
Y'all are better than Marilyn Monroe.
Well, I'm not sure that's true on any scale. But
now, we've talked about people's ages around here.
Ah.
Can you reveal?
Let's just say I'm over the hump, and here on out, it's all good. Last year was a toughie for me. I'm telling you, it was tough.
You turned 30?
Mm. Wow. That's always, it's
like,
traumatic,
I mean,
isn't it?
I had a hard time. Yeah. You know how old I turned. Wait, so, like half a century. And I was.
Oh, like half a century? Okay. So,
it was,
all right.
I mean, I like had to process it through, and I got sad and just
for
really
crying
grieved
out loud.
I think a lot of women do when they hit that age. But then once I embraced it, then I became liberated. Now I'm like, woo, it's good.
So you're a liberated woman.
I'm a liberated woman in Jesus.
I am woman. Hear me roar.
Helen Reddy.
Helen Reddy.
1977?
Right. Something like that.
Six,
well,
maybe six.
Yeah. That's, one of those golden oldies that only people 50 and over know.
Yeah. Rub it in.
All right. Let's go, Lauren. Back to the phones. Who we got?
I keep forgetting I'm in charge of the phones. You have
to
remind me. I'm like, oh, yeah. Sherry in Mississippi. How are you, dear?
Hi there. I'm doing great. And happy birthday.
Thank you.
If you have a better voice than Fred and I, feel free to
serenade
happy
me again.
No, you know what? We do not want to open the door for people who sing better than us. It could be every single person on
That's
the board.
Right.
Sherry, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
Okay, I'm going to try the primary colors.
All right. Let's...
Thinking yellow, blue, and red.
You got
yes.
it.
Yes.
Way
Yay.
To go.
You can get all the other colors from the starting mixing, with those, mixing those.
Mixing those up. Like, yes. I think orange is red and yellow.
Red and yellow.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Red and yellow, yes. And red and blue make purple, and
blue and yellow,
yellow
make green.
And blue make green.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Yes. Very
so
good.
You paid attention in kindergarten, Sherry. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. Well, my son's an artist, so I may have gone over this with him. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Well,
very good.
What's your question for us?
My question.
Yeah.
I'd like to see if y'all can answer the oldest city on the Mississippi River.
The oldest city on the Mississippi River.
Yes.
Now, automatic, I might
say. This year is celebrating 300 year birthday.
All right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves, so don't say yes or no yet.
New Orleans, there's Vicksburg.
I was going to say Vicksburg.
Vicksburg. I'm going to say Vicksburg.
Mm-hmm. Vicksburg.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Want to think again?
Okay, yes.
Okay, his answer is Vicksburg.
She said that's not
that's
it,
not
so
it.
We're back to the
is it? Give us a hint here. Is it further north? From Vicksburg.
That might give it away.
Yes.
If it is further north, okay.
So, not Memphis?
No.
Well, then it's got to be something up.
I'm going up river
up the
here.
Ohio River, the Ohio Valley or something.
Well, there's what, St. Joseph, Missouri? There's St. Louis?
Not up that high.
Oh, well, then.
So we're between Memphis and.
I'm like, it couldn't be Fort Smith, Arkansas.
you know what?
I'm still in Mississippi.
Okay.
Really?
Wait a minute now. Mm-hmm. So it's not Vicksburg, but we're still in Mississippi.
And it's the oldest city on the Mississippi? I don't. Do you guys know?
I thought it was Vicksburg. I'm trying to think what's around Vicksburg that's on the Mississippi River. What's neighboring?
All right.
I think you got us. You got us, Sherry. It's a great question. You got us.
I was going to say Natchez.
Natchez. Oh, come
Dang
on.
It. It.
Oh, yeah. I was,
I
too.
I promise.
I was
going to say
Natchez, too.
Natchez. But my sense of geography is terrible, and what I'm thinking is I think it's Natchez, but I'm like, I can't remember if Natchez is on the water.
But you,
think, I really couldn't. I couldn't remember if it was.
Think of all the antebellum homes there.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Right.
300 years.
Yeah.
Yes, wow. And the Indians were here, and the Spanish people were here.
Of course.
Those Spanish people.
Yes.
But I've only been to Natchez like one time, and I know there's so many cool things there to do. They have a lot of cool bed and breakfasts, but I really couldn't remember if it was on the river.
And now you know.
Now I know.
Now you know. Mm-hmm. Natchez.
Yes, bordering Vidalia,
celebrating
Louisiana.
300 years.
Listen, Sherry, I'm someone that.
Mississippi River bliss.
Ooh, that's nice.
Come on down.
Get a job on
to Natchez.
I grew up thinking that Washington, D.C. and Washington State were like the same. And I was in college.
Oh,
I did.
Oh, my goodness.
I know. So any of you out there, listen, I've told that before. People are like,
did you really pass the ACT test?
See, see. Because we were talking in college, because I went, you know, when I was at Ole Miss, everybody thought like I did. Then I went
over to
ORU.
Wait a minute, you just admitted what university you went to.
Yeah, well, I would transfer to ORU, and somebody was talking about, I'm like, oh, Washington, D.C., you know, Washington State, you know where the White House is? And they're like, cricket.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, but I've never forgotten it.
You've never forgotten
like
it since
19.
Then.
Yeah.
You know it now.
She does.
So in geography class, I don't know where I was, coloring, I suppose.
Coloring, working on your primary colors.
Yep.
Hey, Sherry, thanks so much. Great great question.
Thank you. I enjoy
excellent.
The show and love AFR.
Well, right. Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry.
We love our listeners.
Appreciate you.
Absolutely. Okay, since you're in charge of the phone lines, I had to drop Sherry there. Lauren, let's pick things up a little bit.
I'll
here,
pick
okay?
them up and you drop them.
Okay.
Okay, Joel in Texas. Hey.
Good morning. How are y'all?
Doing well.
Doing great. You want to ask, answer, or do both? You want...
I wanted to answer Lauren's question. Happy birthday, Lauren.
Thank you, dear. Which one?
I'd like to answer your question about the highest mountain in Africa.
Okay, Joel, in the ancient, I'm sorry, what is the highest mountain in Africa? I was getting ready to read another one. Highest mountain in Africa is?
Mount Kilimanjaro.
That's exactly right.
Whoa,
and
what is that?
And you won the mystery question!
You won the mystery. You answered correctly the mystery question, and you won the, that was the famed or dreaded cowbell, whichever your perspective may be. And so you won a free copy of Hilarious Highlights Volume 2, taken from this show, Trivia Friday. So make sure, Joel, when we're through with you here on the program, do not hang up. We'll put you on hold so that Jade McIntosh, our producer, can get your information and we can stick that in the mail for you.
Now, okay? Joel, do you know where it is in Africa? Mount Kilimanjaro?
Not exactly. I'm sorry, I don't.
It's Tanzania.
Tanzania.
That's another little bit of trivia for you.
All right, good. Tanzania.
Wow,
Mount Kilimanjaro.
I would like to ask y'all a question, if I may.
You sure can.
Okay. There's an iconic children's television show that was in the late 1940s and then again in the 1950s. And the star of the show was Buffalo Bob Smith. Who was his iconic sidekick?
Fred.
Buffalo Bob Smith and...
Okay, hang on. Let us.
Nah, that's before my time. I'm sorry.
So that wasn't. Who's the little puppet there? That.
Topo Gigio.
Woody on Toy Story. No, the what's the one with the freckles?
I think Woody was taken after this. I think Woody was taken after this.
Okay.
Character.
All
the
right.
One with the red hair and the freckles.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What was that? Howdy Doody.
Howdy Doody.
Was it Howdy Doody?
Howdy Doody!
Yay!
Yay!
Howdy Doody!
Ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding.
You win.
Yeah, so...
Do you know I say that term a lot?
Howdy
like,
Doody?
Yeah, because somebody will say something like, well, you know, I kind of want to go out with that person. What do you think? I'm like, they like Howdy Doody.
They like Howdy
they
Doody?
They look like Howdy
they
Doody.
They look like... Duty. Oh, man.
You got something against freckles?
Yeah. No, because I have freckles.
That's cold, man. No.
But I've said that a lot.
Laura, that's so shallow. Don't go out with them because they look like Howdy Doody.
But they could have a great heart.
Yes, they could. They could be Christian.
Shame
they could
on
be,
me.
They could that's be right. serving God, but no, they look like Howdy Doody. I'm so disappointed. So disappointed. Hey,
at least I'm honest.
Great question, Joel.
Good job.
Yeah. And so you're saying the character of Woody on Toy Story was kind of
patterned
a takeoff on Howdy Doody, huh?
That's a total guess.
Oh, okay.
It makes sense.
I think you're probably right because that was Woody in Toy Story, the Toy Story movies from Pixar. That was a part of a children's television show. That was his character. So Tom Hanks. All right, Tom Hanks. All right, yep. Joel, we're going to put you, Lauren is going to put you on hold, and then we'll get your information and send you a free CD. How's that?
Thank you very much, and have a great weekend.
All right,
you too, Joel.
All right, so Howdy Doody. Boy, it's been a while since I've heard that name. So, all right, who we got coming up next?
Robert from Texas. Thank you for holding.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. No, I think he's from down under.
Down under.
Well, I could say g'day, couldn't I?
Yes. And there you go.
Now we got it.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. Accents are just how we react to accents. When I hear a British accent, it can be from pretty much anywhere in Britain, I always think, wow, those people are, that guy's smart.
Yeah.
You know how to make it. And I hear Australian.
And people hear us and they think the opposite.
I hear an Australian accent and I think that guy's probably cool or fun.
Uh-huh.
So are you guys cool and fun down under?
We're always cool and fun.
Always cool and fun. All right, Robert, well, what you're calling from Texas. What are you doing? Do you live in the States? You just visiting or what?
Oh, yeah. I live here. I'm a transplant.
Okay.
And, I've been in Texas for 29 years now.
And you haven't lost your accent.
Wow.
Well, it's a bit hard to lose that one.
Besides, it probably opens a lot of doors. I mean, you know, the conversations and free food at restaurants and stuff like that. So anyway, welcome to Trivia Friday. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'd like to do both, please.
All right. Which question would you like to answer?
Okay, the world's largest island.
Okay, go ahead.
Is Australia.
All right. Now, here's the answer that I was given.
Australia's a continent.
I was given Greenland as the world's largest island.
Okay.
Really? Because Australia's considered an island continent.
An island continent. Well, you know what? It's because you just gave your what you had is yes. I was going to answer Greenland.
Yeah.
Because I always thought of Australia as one of the seven continents, but he was
because I asked a question of somebody yesterday about this, and their immediate response was Australia.
Okay.
But according to whatever experts put this together, they said Greenland. So we have a dispute.
We have a dispute. But you know what? We're going to let the Australian,
yes,
who probably knows how to define his homeland. So it's an island continent.
Yes.
And all right. Well, I was going to say Greenland. He says Australia. You say potato. I say potato. So we're going to give that to you, Robert, because we have no choice now that Fred gave the answer he had. But good job. And what's your question for us?
Well, it's an Australian question.
Okay.
You know marsupials all have pouches, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of the marsupials has a pouch that faces backwards. Why?
Hmm.
Faces backwards. So it's on the back of the mother?
No. It faces backwards. It's still on the belly of the mother.
It's open.
But it faces backwards. It opens towards the back.
So it goes like this.
Towards the rear legs.
Versus
back
like
legs.
This. Right?
Okay. I'm having a hard time.
I'm trying to imagine this animal. The pouch faces backwards. Well, I've got a kangaroo image in my mind, and so what is the difference? I mean, it's out front.
I guess you were trying to explain, and we were kind of talking over you. So explain again how this is facing backwards if it's still in the front of the mother?
It's still on the front of the mother, but instead of facing towards the mother's head, it faces towards the back legs.
Okay, so it's like we would consider it as being upside down.
Mm.
Not inverted like this.
Right.
Versus that.
Okay. You know what? I don't even know what the marsupial is that what has this, and you're asking for why. So tell us both. What marsupial is it and why?
Okay. The marsupial is a wombat.
Mm-hmm. I've heard of wombats.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, a wombat is it digs tunnels. And if the pouch was facing towards the front,
right,
as it was digging, it would fill the pouch with dirt.
Mm-hmm.
And kill the young.
Mm-hmm.
So it faces backwards, and that way the young, because it walks on four legs, it's not an upright marsupial, it's on four legs. That way the young can enter and leave the pouch without having it all filled up with dirt.
That is fascinating.
And what's the name of the animal again?
The wombat.
The wombat, as opposed to a dingbat.
As opposed to a dingbat, that's right. You know, it's fascinating. My wife and I, we like love watching nature shows, and there was a couple of them on Australia. That's a dangerous continent. I mean, everything on the continent seems like it can kill you. It's like the most poisonous spiders in the world, most poisonous serpents. You got great white sharks. You got those crocodiles. I mean, that's a dangerous place, isn't it?
It is. You watch out where you're going, but you don't see too much of them all the time.
That's why he moved to Texas, Ed.
Well, hey, Robert, thank you so much for calling in, giving us a change of pace and accent, and telling us a little bit about your that really super cool island continent you come from. So
that's right.
All right.
It's one of the best.
All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thanks, Robert. Appreciate it.
Great callers.
Yeah, we've had some really good calls, some really good questions. And all right, we're running down now to less than 9 minutes left in the program. Folks, we still have questions left to answer. Please don't disappoint us. It'll ruin our weekends. I guarantee it.
Sad.
Yeah, it'd be very sad. All right, where do we go next?
Maddie from Missouri, and she's 14 years old. Hey, Maddie.
Hi.
Hi,
how
Maddie.
You doing, Maddie? You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both.
Okay, which question you want to answer?
What they used before soap.
Oh, okay.
In ancient Mediterranean world, they didn't have any soap, so what did they use instead?
Oil.
What kind of oil?
Olive oil.
That's exactly right.
Way to go, Maddie.
Well done.
And my understanding is they used to put the oil on them, and then they'd take a shell or something and scrape the dirt off. Mm-hmm. And I guess that would work well.
Sure.
Plus, it would help you stay tanned and healthy looking. You'd have a healthy glow all the time.
It's probably better for you than soap, because a lot of soaps dry your skin
Dry your skin.
But they say olive oil is wonderful, and that we all should get the finest kind we can buy that's the purest, and take 2 tablespoons a day. And they said everybody would notice the biggest difference in their health.
Well, I what I do is I take my 2 tablespoons every day on my pizza. So is that, do I still
get
the same health?
You're still ingesting it, so that probably counts.
Same health benefit. Now, nowadays you couldn't do the oil thing because it would get all over your clothes and it stains. So I guess they just had tunics and stuff like that back
then.
But
they have bath products that have olive oil in them that you can look for.
Mm.
And you can go online and find the really refined olive oils, and they say that they don't even taste bad. Because, the ones that are cheap are real fishy.
Yeah.
But they said the ones that are nice and very pure, that you can't even taste
anything. It's an amazing product.
Yeah.
It's an amazing product.
Well, Maddie, how did you know the answer to that? Did you have to look it up, or did you just know that?
My mom makes homemade soap, so we've studying it out.
Okay. All right.
Very good.
So you said she makes the soap out of olive oil?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Listen, Maddie, Christmas is coming up, and we'll be glad to give you our address here at American Family Association.
Actually, it's Lauren's birthday, so borrow soap for her birthday.
And believe me.
I would love that.
She does not. She needs some soap. So, send her a bar. Send her a bar.
Send me
of soap.
A few.
Yeah. Maddie, do you have a question for us?
Yes. Mine is in 1 Timothy 4:12. It says, "Let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers." What 6 ways are the youth to be an example of the believers?
What was the last part of that question?
6 ways?
What 6 ways are the youth to be an example of the believers?
Oh, in that passage, you mean?
Yes.
Wow, that's a great question. In that passage, what 6 ways are young people to be an example of a believer? All right. Well, do you guys have?
Not really.
I didn't realize there were six listed.
Yeah. You know what, Maddie, you got us, but I want to hear the 6 ways. So go ahead and tell us, because you sound like you're serious about your walk with the Lord. Tell us what 6 ways you try to demonstrate Christ to the world.
Okay. The first one's in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, and purity.
All right.
All right. Excellent.
Excellent. Excellent.
So faith and word. Go ahead and do those again. And faith and word.
Okay. It's in word and conversation and charity and spirit and faith and purity.
Wow. Excellent, Maddie. Thank you so much for sharing that with us. And you did a great job on the question, too. So congratulations to you up there in Missouri.
Thanks.
And you're always learning new things about the Word. I listen to Bible on my app, on my phone, and I've been listening to the Old Testament. And I mean, I've read these stories a million times, but I'm still amazed when I hear them, because there's something I catch that I didn't catch before.
Yep.
And I'm like, wow. And then I'm sitting there thinking, I'm so glad Jesus came. the whole time I'm listening.
Same thing.
Thank the Lord for Jesus.
Reading through the book of Luke, and it's been a while since I've gone through the Gospels. And you just read it and you just go, wow, that's challenging.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Jesus brings a radical transformation to our lives. And I just go, you know, thank you that Jesus came and my sin is covered. Because I don't think I'm doing that. You know, I mean, there's all kinds of stuff about, blessing people who can't pay you back in terms of taking them out to lunch and stuff. And, you know, if I take Fred out, I'm expecting next month he's taking me
he's
out.
He's on him.
All right. I think we are out of time. I'll tell you what, Monica in North Carolina, you have been waiting for a while. If you will email us, I'm not sure how we do that. We can get Monica on first next. Okay, Jade is going to, Monica, if you're from North Carolina, if you're listening, Jade is going to get your phone number, and next week we'll get you on first. Jade will explain how we do that. Monica's been waiting a while, and she was just missing. So we have time to give our answers to our questions. Do you have any left?
I have one left. In the Bible, what land was east of Eden? Boys.
What land was east of Eden? Okay. And there's a famous book or something. I hope it's not an inappropriate book, but East of Eden, I think it was a movie.
Yeah, they made it into a movie.
They made it into a movie. All right, East of Eden would be.
And this is where Cain was exiled.
I'm going to say Shinar.
Fred?
Shinar would be in the area of
Babylon.
Babylon. Yeah.
And this is Genesis 4:16. Cain was exiled there, the land of Nod.
Nod. Okay. All right.
And that's mine.
All right.
Very good.
Let's see what I've got left. All right, you guys, in outracing Ahab, how many miles did Elijah run?
Oh, goodness.
Any idea?
I have the answer in kilometers.
Otherwise, you know good and well we're not going to be able to translate that.
40, and I'm right.
Yeah, you're right. How would I know? No, it was 17 miles.
No.
Yes, 17 miles. I would accept 19 because there was some little difference in the translations.
I hope
but
he rested.
17 to 19 miles.
Ooh.
Now, the thing is, it does not say that
it was consecutive.
Ahab's horse was running full speed.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Right.
So,
right.
But in any case.
Did they have people along the way giving him cups of?
Yeah.
Cups of Pepsi. Pepsi. You know, Pepsi. And also, let's see, the longest venomous snake in the world is the king cobra, 18 feet long.
Ooh.
And on two separate occasions in the Gospels, Jesus fed thousands of people. How many did he feed each time?
All right. Which word goes before?
Five.
4,000 and 5,000.
5,000.
Right. Which word goes before vest, beans, and quartet?
I want to know the answer.
String is all I can come up with.
String.
Okay.
String. Great.
String beans, string quartet, and string vest.
What is a string vest?
A string vest, I had to ask that question too. It's ugly. It looks like a mesh net. Guys were wearing it at one time. I don't think they do anymore.
Okay.
That's a string vest.
All right. Folks, that is it. Another edition of Trivia Friday in the books. Ed Vitagliano, Lauren Stewart, and Fred Jackson. We've been your hosts today. Keep listening to more great programming on American Family Radio. Have a great weekend. Go to church on Sunday. We love you guys. Thanks
for
listening.
Bye-bye.